having children, struggling parents, the seasoned members, the single, the married, the skeptical, the differently abled, and those all across the gender and sexuality spectrum. Everyone here is a piece of the puzzle of PUCC. The passage that we read from Deuteronomy is called the Shema in Hebrew. It's named after the first word, hear. It's one of my favorite passages in the Bible. And the Shema starts out by telling us that God is one. Now, this can be translated and interpreted, and it is, in very different ways. Like saying that there's only one God. But I like to think of it more about being God being one as in whole. Just as God is calling us then to be one, whole, to be together, united in our purpose. Just as God is three persons in one Trinity, but united as one God for one mission, we too should strive toward this kind of unity. So our focus in the church, then, is not on numbers, not on which people are in the church or not, not on making sure we all agree on every little thing. That's never going to happen anyway. But rather finding a way to celebrate our diversity while also striving for unity in our mission, finding a way to work together despite the differences. What is our mission, then? What are we striving toward? What does it mean to be one and whole as God is one and whole? Well, the Shema lines up with the UCC's statement of purpose, which comes from Jesus' version when he repeats it, adding the love of neighbor. To love our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. In the UCC, at the denominational level, states its mission as this: we are united in spirit, inspired by God's grace, and so we welcome all, we love all, and we seek justice for all. So our mission as the church comes from what we read as Jesus' example. What did Jesus focus on most in his life and teaching? Well, he showed empathy for other people. He spent a lot of time with people, especially those who needed it the most. He also made time for his disciples and his friends, too. He bore their burdens. He helped them to heal. And he taught us to weep together and laugh together, to share bread and resources, and to live as one for love of God and neighbor. I like to think that different churches, whole churches, can also function as a part of the body, too. Because different churches have different strengths, as well as different goals they want to emphasize within their larger mission. PUCC is unique in its strengths and weaknesses and what its main goals are. But this can be hard to be united, then, with all of the churches, because it's hard enough to keep a single congregation united, let alone when we talk about our wider Southwest Association in Michigan, our Michigan Conference, the entire United Church of Christ. It takes a lot of hard work on all of our parts to stay intentionally connected, to include each other on what's going on in our lives, in the life of the church. It takes the work of reaching out and helping when another is in need, sharing with one another in those strengths and weaknesses. We should take comfort in knowing that we have these wider connections to lean on as well. And of course, the full body of Christ reaches beyond our denomination and our country, even beyond our present day. When we celebrate communion together at church, we sometimes talk about the communion of the saints, which includes the saints of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, all over the world. We believe that somehow, despite the differences in time and space, we're all united when we eat and drink together. Wow. I know that's hard to wrap our minds around. It is for me. And yet somehow I still believe in my heart that it is true. So how do we connect with this kind of past? How do we find our grounding as the church? Well, one way is we read and we study Scripture, what it teaches us, what Jesus taught us. We read other readings that have been passed down. We sing hymns. We follow orders of worship. And all of these are grounded in tradition. And of course, we put our own spin on it, adding in new elements. We celebrate together through those sacraments like communion and baptism. And we mourn together in our community too. And we connect with those who will come after us by teaching our children and others of all ages about all of this. We teach what Jesus taught us to focus on. We teach our traditions. We encourage others to make it their own. And being united in Christ's love, building on those who came before us, we work toward a just world for all. But this is a big, overwhelming task. But it's often done through small, everyday discussions and actions. Every time we welcome somebody new into our church, every time we have a Sunday school lesson, a Bible study, worship on Sunday morning, acts of service, even the planning in meetings. All of this is our ways of doing our part in our bigger mission. And we can all do our part. And when unity and diversity conflict, which they will, if we can be able to hold them both in tension, valuing both and always, always, always valuing people, God's people, most of all, then we can continue to live and work together as one, always getting better at it. So I invite us all to begin this fall kickoff with a renewed sense of energy, hope for the future, and openness to change, trusting in God's mission for our church as we do our part as a piece of the big puzzle that God has for God's whole church on earth. Unite us, God, in your will, your love, and your truth, so that through us, the world may recognize you as the living, loving God. In Christ, we all pray together. Amen.